dumb as a box of rocks. That's my excuse anyway.
All right, let's do a quick roll call.
Mitzi.
Mike.
And I'm not part of the committee, but Councilmember Summer Hayes in attendance.
And Brandon Federico.
Okay. You don't know anything about the others, if they're coming or not?
They're not coming. No, this is it. And we're still looking for another person to join the committee.
Okay.
And I will make a motion to approve the previous meeting minutes.
I second that.
All in favor?
And Michael.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
All right. Spence, do you want to start us off?
And yeah, then, that'd be great.
And then what we can do is, and really, main focus that I wanted to talk about tonight is the email that you sent earlier in the week regarding the grant. So I want to really kind of focus on that, and then we can talk about trail maintenance real quick, and then just an update on the tools and the trailer.
Staff and Brandon, and I include Brandon Mayer.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh.
So, this is tricky in terms of timing, I think, and buy-in, frankly. But Utah Division of Natural Resources has an outdoor recreation initiative. And there's a grant that kind of comes through every year through that program. And eligible projects can be new construction, it can be upgrades, it can be replacements, acquisition of land, right-of-way easements. But you have to have like a really good plan for it, but that also means you have to have like buy-in from a lot of different groups. So Kate gave me a call, who is over at Bountiful City. She's the de facto mayor come next year because nobody's running against her.
She's, oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. That's in November, right?
Yeah.
Good.
So January, whatever, 5th or whatever, the first meeting, she'll be their mayor over there.
Okay.
Wow.
And then there's a council member in North Salt Lake that's also on the committee that awards these grants. I talked to staff a little bit. We're in this whole general plan process. I asked for an update on Tuesday night, and we're waiting to hear back from our consultant because the next step, I think, in the general plan process is to have a work session with like the Parks Committee, Trails Committee, and the council to go through and make sure that everybody's reviewed it or it separately meets. I don't know if they'll have the Trails Committee separate 1 week and then Parks another week to go over their plan and make sure there's buy-in. Because what I discussed with staff is we have no idea where four other council members are on the trails plan, right? And so for us to chase a grant for which they're going to say, wait a second, what are we approving? Like, wait, we don't even know what this is, or I don't really agree with it, or I haven't even had a chance to review it. Mm. So,
but can I just ask a quick question? Because a lot of those trails that we're proposing aren't even on Centerville City property. They're on Forest Service.
Correct. Property. Yes, I understand that. But if we're like trying to do a pump track, for example, out over here,
yeah,
then you're going to get this discussion of, well, wait a second, do we want to do a pump track there, or do we want to do a splash pad there, or are you going to do a new public safety where police have run out of room and so has the city and you got to relocate, and is that where that building's going to go, or is it going to go somewhere else? So that's the broad discussion. It's like, well, so how do you chase a grant for a pump track if nobody's even had a chance to discuss what we're going to do with that piece of ground, right?
We don't have anything approved currently that we can even put on the grant application.
Exactly. Right. So it's like, wait, and you're not going to get letters of support from, you know, from three other council members, whatever, if you don't know exactly.
Yeah.
That the plan has been vetted and approved by council.
Sure.
So, I'll give Kate a call, but I think the answer is the general plan just moved too slow and we'll probably miss out on this grant application this cycle, this year, and we'll have to chase it next year, is I think is what we'll have.
When is it due?
Oh, 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
That stinks.
Yeah.
Bummer, man. So, I was really hoping, I remember looking at this stuff the year before last.
I mean,
and like being like, man, we really need to do this, and just here it is 2 years later. And
there's still other opportunities, but they're all like in January and February. So
yeah.
I sent out an email probably in May after our last meeting that had a whole list of other opportunities. We really just need to make sure that we're tagging these and
so I think
that we're chasing.
Getting through the general plan process.
That's the biggest
one. That is the biggest one because then you have an actual document that's been vetted and approved and passed and part of our city ordinance that we can refer back to.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I don't think it's any secret here, and I don't think it's any secret amongst other people, but I think putting your head in the sand and hoping that something great turns out on the hillside is poor planning at best. And so I think you really need to think about what happens on the hillside and actually create improvements up there. That's how that's the best way you protect open spaces. Actually,
I agree. Another thing too
is create amenities, because if you don't create the amenities, then at some future point, if you get a different council and they're like, oh, we need money for a new whatever else it is.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should sell off some land to do it. But if you've created amenities and that people love and use,
that's what I was getting ready to say.
That's a good one.
Like, we have land on the hillside, and that land can and does act as a corridor to all those trails we're talking about, this all in the forest land. So we need to really pay attention to that and what we can do with that.
And there is a Forest Service piece between us and Bountiful, and Kate and I talk regularly about that piece and what we can do with it.
I think we need to be focusing on that because
that's actually a bigger state discussion that Kate has a lot more ties, relationships than I do on that stuff. But
on the piece, like below the
gun range,
it's kind of it's kind of below not our gun range,
right? Yeah,
the Bountiful.
The line.
There's like a square piece, right in there that's Forest Service ground.
Yeah,
that if either or one of us can pick up and then have a border and then have a cohesive plan.
There's something else I want to add to. You're talking about, like, you know, future council members might not be on board with what the ones are now with the hillside, and that's very true. And that's something I've talked about a lot since I've been, like, with the Trails Committee. And, like, so now, so we do have some hillside land. Now we have even more hillside land that recently. And if we don't do something to stamp it as, like, you know, some new zone. I know doing new zones, a whole big other slice of pie, but, like, you know, open spaces or put some kind of conservation easement on it, then future council members could do something with it. They could develop it. They could sell it off. So we need to protect that. I mean, and we also do need to be figuring out what can we do to develop some kind of trails and amenities on that, too. Because if something's already there, it's going to make it even harder for anything to be done with it, negative, or that we don't want to happen in the future. So we really need to be focusing on that, I think, before we even start focusing on the Forest Service trails up there.
Well, we can't do anything until this whole general plan is approved.
Yes, that is true.
So that one is, like, TBD. We don't have any dates on that. Planning has been barraged by a lot of other stuff as well, so their, like, plate is beyond full. So with some other zoning and...
Could this be a thing that just randomly pops up, like with the only, like, maybe a week notice, a few days notice, or something? Or
no, I think they would give us a couple weeks notice. I
mean, yeah.
Because I want us to all be able to be part of that. It's very important to us. Yeah. So, and everybody would do what they can to make sure they're there.
It feels like we just need to utilize our budget for next year for maintenance projects and.
Yeah. And if it looks like
you're in
stuff,
you're in a new fiscal year, so.
Your
budget wasn't as much this year as it was last year. So it was probably a good thing we bought a lot of good stuff. So.
Right.
Yeah. I think the only thing we didn't get that we wanted to was the trailer.
That's not so easy. Like, I know I tried for a while, there's a whole paperwork thing, and you tried, there's a whole paperwork thing.
He was so weird, and then he committed.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And I had a check written.
What? Oh, really?
I got that far.
And then what happened?
And then, like, that morning I saw an alert come through on my phone that said the item had been sold.
Oh, no way.
So I sent him a message. I'm like, did you mark this sold because you're selling to us? Or did you sell it from underneath me? And I have never heard back from
him. Really?
So later that day, I was like, hey, I got a check. It's at the city. I just need to pick it up. I can come and pick the trailer up tomorrow. Did you sell this? I still haven't heard from him. I was close.
He totally sold it.
I was so close. But he was, like, finally got, you know, got him the W-9 and, you know, got him in touch with Bruce, was on an email, and the city, you know, accounting payroll person was on the email chain too. So I had all the four of us on the email chain together, but.
Oh my gosh.
He still just slipped it off from underneath me. So I was like,
yeah, that's wild.
Okay, Bruce, go ahead and tear the check up. Yeah.
Dang it.
But at least know who I need to contact now so we can make this process quicker next time.
Yeah.
So I'm still looking again for something.
I think it would be good, back to that conversation on grants, if you just, as a committee, have like a running list of annual grants that go through the state so you kind of know when they hit and
dates and stuff.
And you can make assignments, like, hey,
let them know.
There's state ones, there's federal ones, there's a whole different, there's a slew of them out there, and you just need to, like, just keep watching for them. So, I think Al put the ones that I sent out on the shared drive, so we just need to keep adding to that, and then, like, put a due date on there, too, and just watch that so that we know, hey, look, we got 4 months to prepare for this one, we need to start.
I think I'm going to put reminders on Google Calendar of those. So at, like, you know, 4 months, oh, hey, and 2 months, oh, hey. Just a little reminder of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then pop up and be like, oh, hey, look, there's that grant. It's coming up in 4 months.
I would say, for the benefit of the committee, and I think this is a conversation you could have amongst yourselves, not including me, but it's forming relationships with the other council members and the mayor on these things, and just keeping the front of mind, just to say, hey, these are the things we're thinking about, you know, what feels, does this feel good to you, or are you supportive of, if not, why, how can we improve it, things like
that.
Things like
that. Emails, or?
We're always out of touch with them.
You just,
at all, for all, like, we just don't communicate them at all for any reason.
I know.
Well, what would be the best way to do that?
Involved with them, or
You can send emails, and you can attend open public session comment just to say, hey, I'd love the chance to grab a drink or a sandwich or lunch or whatever. I don't know.
Just for the most part, they already have no visibility into what we're doing until we put something on their desk.
Yeah, exactly.
What's all this?
Obviously they rely on me because I'm on the liaison, but that doesn't mean that they're all going to agree with what I would suggest. So,
have they seen our proposal?
I don't think so. No, just because it hasn't been vetted through the general plan consultant. There was a lot of. It got delayed because they wanted additional public input. So there was like another 2 months where another survey got sent out, data collected, presentation. So.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if it would be beneficial just to.
And I think you can, you know, Brand, from your point, your position as a trust committee head, you could just reach out to the mayor and say, hey, we just want to know when we're going to be on a work session agenda to present and discuss our trails plan draft.
Yeah, I can do that. I can definitely send him an email.
Like a group email or something with the city council and just say this is what we've been working on or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't attach it because it hasn't been vetted by the general planner. You want to have a consultant have reviewed it first to make sure it kind of blends in with the other components of the general plan.
Yeah.
Keep at it. I just watched the Ocean Ramsey documentary on Netflix. It took her years and years and years and years.
That's a good lobbying.
One. Yeah, I've been following her for.
Yeah, she's been awesome. That was cool to see. Okay, anything else from you, Spence?
No, and if I can excuse myself, that'd be great.
Okay.
Okay, thanks everybody.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate the update.
All right, my friend. This is my third city meeting in a week, so I
have to. Oh, man. Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, see ya.
See ya.
Bye. Just make sure the doors are shut behind you.
Well, let me just see if I can go back about the agenda. Mike, so did the trail, those tools, did Bruce give those to you? So you have them. Sweet.
They're pretty cool.
Tools for what?
Trail maintenance.
Oh, okay.
So, I guess the next thing we really need to do then is just start going out and doing trail maintenance, because we can't really do anything else other than that. And we've got the tools we need, so we just need to start setting some dates and getting it done. Last trail day was a lonely day for me.
Yeah.
We need to advertise sooner. I'd be glad to do a flyer like I did last time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We can even reuse that one.
Well, I think as a committee, we need to go up there together and work on the trails together.
I saw the boot on.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, we need to, like, try to get that sort of stuff together.
But I can, yeah. It's not all I can do. But I gotta put a brace on.
The next time that I would be available to go to do anything on the trails would, I guess we could do, like, on a Wednesday night or a Saturday morning. So August 20th or August 23rd, I'd be available either of those dates to go up there and do some digging. And the other thing too is we don't really need to like set specific dates here in this meeting. We can just send text out on the thread, figure out what dates work for everyone, and go up there and get some stuff done.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think, to your point too, like, just as a committee, we should just be going up there and just work.
So I should put
it up. We can be involved, we can send out an email, but it should be, like, us.
We can get a lot of done with just us, and we can even,
we don't have anything else to do.
Well, I think we can get a ton of stuff done, just us.
I think we should post what we did, though, to show that we're doing stuff, don't you think?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like we don't need the community to back us up to go up and do the stuff. Right. We can go up and do the work and then send a picture or whatever and say, hey, look, here's a new trail that we just
fixed. Let's start doing that. Yeah. I think that'd be great. It doesn't always have to be mornings. We could do mornings. We could also do evenings. Like, let's just see what works for everyone. I'm up for whatever. Let's get some stuff done.
Even if it's like an hour on a weekday or something, let's go up and hammer something out.
Yeah.
So I think that right now that needs to be the focus. Because the whole general plan being delayed as long as it has is a little frustrating to me, and I'm sure it's frustrating to you guys. I feel like we put in so much effort at the end of last year. We were meeting weekly to get that stinking thing put together, and then for it to be July now, and for it to be nowhere is really...
I think if we don't keep doing something and seeing some progress in something, it's going to kind of like weigh on us. Because we saw progress, and that was making us excited and kept us going. So if we get there, we do some work together, I think that's really going to help us mentally.
I think so too. Even for me to go up and fill in that hole with Al, it was like, at least I'm doing something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we have nothing else to work on.
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing in this building that we can do, so we might as well just be up there.
Yeah.
Do it.
And, as a trails committee, that's You should be up there.
So should I put in here that the next trails maintenance day will be determined like on an as-needed basis?
Yeah.
Through that's email? Good way to put it.
Well, maybe that's our meeting until we have more stuff to work on.
Okay. Is go up there and do some work.
Yeah.
And I'd be fine doing that because, honestly, us sitting here in this room on a monthly basis.
Yeah. Just because we don't have anything to work on.
We're going nowhere.
Yeah.
So
our proposal's on the plate.
Let's just go up there and start digging.
Let's do it, guys.
I think it would be valuable, and I'm happy to, or if you wanted to, at least go and reiterate what you just said about how much time we spent putting this thing together in front of the city council on one of those Tuesday nights open sessions. Just in the first 5 minutes, just say, hey, you know, I'm here as the trails committee chair. You may or may not be aware. We put together this and this and this. It's what we submitted it back in whatever. We're just hoping that you guys will take some time and take a look at it because we'd really love to
get some feedback.
Get some feedback so we can continue to make some progress with you and the community. And, you know, even just say we put out a survey. We put this together based on the survey from the community. And so we're just, you know, feel like
you know what?
Maybe we should just coordinate on the thread too and go do that on a Tuesday night. Tuesday nights are kind of hard right now because Ava's writing, and so I'm only here tonight because she has a soccer tournament this week, and so she's not writing to save her legs for the games. But
I don't know how else we connect with them other than an email or we show up in person.
Are you sure you're randomly? Is good. You know, something
like, even we show up randomly, it's like it doesn't feel like we're invited to be there anyways. Like because it's just the way it feels when you go to those meetings. I've watched a few of them just from home on YouTube. It's like, I mean, they're not that exciting, but at least we're putting our face in front of others.
But it makes a difference. That land that we purchased, that was the start of it. I went there to city council meeting. I wrote up something I wanted to talk about. I talked to them. Every eye was on me. Every single person was interested. They had questions for me. They engaged me. Every single city council member. And then we went from there. Makes a difference.
Yeah.
It really, really made a difference. I was very pleasantly surprised. I think, too, when we start to do some work, let's take pictures. I have plenty of past pictures of trails and trails.
Yeah,
and we can even bring it up on the screen there and just say, hey, here's some things we've been doing lately. Just show them so they can know. They have no idea what we're doing. It's not necessarily their fault. But if we just say, hey, this is us, and these are some things we've been doing over the past years, or past months.
Every quarter or something, we pop in and show them what we're doing.
Yeah, they'll pop it up on the screen. We can just take, you know, 2 minutes, just show them some pictures of some things, and I think that'd be really cool for them to get to see that. I don't think they'd be interested in it. I'd be willing to put that together.
That probably would go a long way, actually, because
I think so, too. If they saw that we were out there actively on the hillside, fixing, maintaining, you know.
It means something to us, maybe it means something to them now, too.
I think so.
The community, you know, even if we had two or three people show up from the community, it's like they saw a picture of.
So you know the thing that we went to, whatever it was called, the dinner. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
And then we all had some pictures and had a lot of pictures. They Haley asked for all my pictures and they put a lot of them up there. I had people from like different city council members, different people from other volunteer groups within the city. I had so many people comment on those pictures and ask questions about them. Where's that? All that. That's wonderful. That's great. They were so excited about it. It really brought a lot of interest to the
trails
committee.
Because they don't realize what's up there.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, we need to, you know, we can put some pictures together and just, you know, say, hey, city council, we just, you know, want to introduce yourselves and here's a few things we've been doing and here's a few pictures from up on the hillside.
Yeah. I'm all for that.
Okay.
Well, so like your next meeting would be August 21st. Should I just put the next formal meeting will be determined when you've decided it's necessary?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put that in.
Yes.
We'll still be having meetings, but right now we don't necessarily have anything to put on the agenda. So we're going to try to make our volunteer time instead of meeting up on the hill to work. Yep. I think it's more what we're doing. Yep. We want to meet. If something happens to pop up that we really need to talk about, then we'll go ahead and have a regular meeting time.
Okay.
But right now, we don't have anything. We're kind of in limbo.
I just got my e-bike battery, so I might swing by and pick up one of those packs so that I can...
In my truck.
Oh, you do?
I brought them. Yeah.
Can I grab one?
Yeah.
Because I have those other four.
Yes, he does e-bike. He got it after...
I might, because
he was injured.
That'd be fun to just...
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
The problem with e-bikes is they're heavy.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
And the older I'm getting, it's hard. Is yours carbon?
I mean, just the heads, right?
No.
The plates.
But it's not very
soft.
Heavy. The only reason why I like it a little heavier is I put, like, some stuff on it. I have the stuff in the pack and everything, but without it, it's not heavy.
Yeah. Take one home.
It's so comfortable.
I'm just...
Like, how heavy?
You ride on lower pressure.
Yeah.
So, like, it takes the bumps a lot better.
That's not bad.
That's just really...
That's not bad.
But yeah, if you just
took
I don't know what to do.
The saw blade.
Yeah, I do love my bike. It's carbon.
The cloud head or the pick head.
I don't know.
You know, leave the third
one. I hate getting old. This is the problem.
Yeah.
Just don't give
body changes.
I see lots of people of a lot of different ages out there riding.
Oh, I do too.
Saw head up and go.
Gravel bikes, e-bikes, and
oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I think it'd be worth renting one and seeing what you think. You know? You don't know until you try.
Yep.
And also, if there's anywhere you can rent, like a gravel bike and try it out.
They're sweet. They're locked together.
They're
secure.
My husband kept whining.
They have like
really,
the best
why,
reviews.
Why? You have a road bike. Why do you need that?
So where did you get your gravel bike?
Awesome.
REI had 20% off sale.
REI.
You can really spend a lot on them, but I just like, I couldn't go super expensive. But they accidentally gave me 20% off.
Yeah.
Nice. I had told him when my husband went to go get the same bike. He's like, I want one too. They gave him the same amount off.
Let's adjourn the meeting.
Oh, okay. You have to make a motion.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second that motion.
All in favor.
Okay.
Hi.
See.
How to treat that bird.
Okay.
So start talking about bikes. Yeah. Very, very short.
Well, it is a